Soft, Sweet and Gentle. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1860. Lady Georgina Lang walked into the study and saw a pile of letters on her father's writing table that she knew she would have to answer. She had just come from his funeral that had taken place very quietly in the village church, which was actually on the Earl's estate. It was still hard to realise that her father, who had meant so much in her life, was dead. She would never ride over the fields with him again, or hear him giving her sharp orders that she must obey. It seemed extraordinary that she was now alone in her home, and she really had no idea what her future would be. Her father had filled her life to such an extent that she could not imagine how she would manage without him. The 10th Earl of Langfield had always been a law unto himself, and he had never expected anyone to disobey his orders, or in any way to contradict them. He was a very good-looking man, tall and almost regal in his attitude to life. He had longed, as other men had done before him, for an heir to his title, his castle, and his huge estate. He had married, in the most perfect manner, the daughter of a duke. As he was so rich and important, and she was very beautiful, it had seemed on the surface a perfect marriage, not only from the social point of view, but because they might have been made for each other. The Earl's title dated back to Cromwellian times, although early Langfields had distinguished themselves in battles both on land and sea. One of the most prized possessions in Langfield Castle was the family tree. It had been kept up to date year by year, since it was first started soon after William the Conqueror and his wife were crowned King and Queen of England. The 10th Earl was undoubtedly in love with his beautiful wife, but at the same time he would not have married her if she had not been suitable to become the Countess of Langfield. As they were described as one of the best-looking couples in the social world, it was clearly obvious that their children would be as handsome as their father and as beautiful as their mother. Then, for some reason that the outside world could not understand and were far too polite to ask, there was no baby to be baptized in the church where they had been married. The family tree would seem to come to an end with their wedding. Then, almost like a miracle, 8 years after they had enriched the county by giving the best parties at the castle, it was whispered that the Countess was with child. It was a subject the whole neighbourhood talked about and speculated on. "He's always wanted an heir," the men said to each other. "It seems extraordinary that he's waited so long." She had always looked an extremely healthy girl, as well as being so beautiful, the women said. "I expected by this time they would have had at least 3 or 4 children." No one, however, had ever been brave enough to ask the Earl why the nursery in the castle was empty. Then there was a sigh of relief at the chance of it being filled. Georgina was born a few days before Christmas. She naturally had no idea when she came into the world that she was an overwhelming disappointment to her father. The Earl had been certain that the child his wife was carrying would be a boy, and he had gone through the family names to decide which of his ancestors had been the most distinguished and the most interesting. There was little doubt that it was Admiral George Lang, who had demolished almost the entire fleet of the enemy he was fighting by his own brilliant leadership. There had been books written on him at the time, and he had been rewarded by the king, who had given him the most brilliant decoration available. "My son will be named George," the Earl had trumpeted. "He will also bear my name and that of my father." He had it all planned out, and decided that George would have the best tutors available. Then he would be sent to school at Eton, and he would finish his education at Oxford, where he himself had obtained a degree. It seemed just incredible. After all...